You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1-8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You'll hear 2 people talking. What are they talking about? A. A holiday in the Caribbean. B. Having a fresh start. C. Corrupt politicians.
Do you know what I heard the other day? It really turned my stomach. It was yet another one caught with his hands in the cookie jar. You know the one I mean, with the moustache. What's his name? Been using public money, our money, for like trips to the Bahamas, casinos, fancy restaurants, the lot.
Oh, I know, it's disgusting. Who do they think they are? They think they're above the law.
Yeah, really. I don't trust a single one of them. They should throw the whole lot out and start all over again.
Well, I don't think the new ones would be any better, to tell you the truth.
Do you know what I heard the other day? It really turned my stomach. It was yet another one caught with his hands in the cookie jar. You know the one I mean, with the moustache. What's his name? Been using public money, our money, for like trips to the Bahamas, casinos, fancy restaurants, the lot.
Oh, I know, it's disgusting. Who do they think they are? They think they're above the law.
Yeah, really. I don't trust a single one of them. They should throw the whole lot out and start all over again.
Well, I don't think the new ones would be any better, to tell you the truth.
2. You'll hear a conversation at a school. Who is the man? A. A new teacher. B. A former teacher. C. A former student.
It looks so different now. I can hardly believe it's the same place. Where's the teacher's room now?
It's up on the second floor, where the multimedia room used to be. You go up to the library and go through the door on the right.
Okay, I'll get there, I'm sure. It's all been moved around, hasn't it?
Yes, they decided it was time to move into the 21st century. So we had a major rebuilding program about 2 years ago. It was pretty hard trying to plan lessons, not to mention teach classes with all the building noise.
Well, I'm envious. It certainly is a lot nicer. It looks so different now. I can hardly believe it's the same place. Where's the teacher's room now?
It's up on the second floor, where the multimedia room used to be. You go up to the library and go through the door on the right.
Okay, I'll get there, I'm sure. It's all been moved around, hasn't it?
Yes, they decided it was time to move into the 21st century. So we had a major rebuilding program about 2 years ago. It was pretty hard trying to plan lessons, not to mention teach classes with all the building noise.
Well, I'm envious. It certainly is a lot nicer.
3. You'll hear 2 people talking. How does the man feel? A. Surprised. B. Satisfied. C. Unconvinced.
Have you seen my glasses? I've looked everywhere.
Your glasses, again. You're always losing those glasses. Look, here they are. You're driving me crazy.
Well, I'm driving myself crazy.
Why don't you get one of those strings so that you can just hang them round your neck? Then you wouldn't be losing them all the time.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Have you seen my glasses? I've looked everywhere.
Your glasses, again. You're always losing those glasses. Look, here they are. You're driving me crazy.
Well, I'm driving myself crazy.
Why don't you get one of those strings so that you can just hang them round your neck? Then you wouldn't be losing them all the time.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
4. You'll hear part of a radio program. What is the presenter talking about? A. Ways to prepare food. B. Ways to avoid food poisoning. C. Dishes containing eggs and meat.
Be careful that you don't let raw meat or eggs contaminate other foods. It's important not to leave eggs, meats, seafood or milk for extended periods of time at room temperature. Promptly refrigerate leftovers and food prepared in advance. Make sure you wash your hands, cutting boards and knives with antibacterial soap and warm to hot water after preparing raw food. Wooden cutting boards are not recommended because they can be harder to clean. Pregnant women and people with weakened immune systems should be particularly careful as they are most at risk. Be careful that you don't let raw meat or eggs contaminate other foods. It's important not to leave eggs, meats, seafood or milk for extended periods of time at room temperature. Promptly refrigerate leftovers and food prepared in advance. Make sure you wash your hands, cutting boards and knives with antibacterial soap and warm to hot water after preparing raw food. Wooden cutting boards are not recommended because they can be harder to clean. Pregnant women and people with weakened immune systems should be particularly careful as they are most at risk.
5. You'll hear a message left on the phone. Why is the woman calling? A. To apologize. B. To offer assistance. C. To change the date.
Hi there, Sue. Remember how I said I was going to be away next week and I couldn't help on the parents' committee meeting? Well, everything's changed now, so I'm free to give you a hand. Sorry to mess you about, but you know how these things can be. Anyway, just let me know what needs doing and I'll give you a call tomorrow and we'll work it out. Bye now. Hi there, Sue. Remember how I said I was going to be away next week and I couldn't help on the parents' committee meeting? Well, everything's changed now, so I'm free to give you a hand. Sorry to mess you about, but you know how these things can be. Anyway, just let me know what needs doing and I'll give you a call tomorrow and we'll work it out. Bye now.
6. You will hear someone talking about something strange that happened in a house. What's the point of the story? A. How easy it is to imagine things. B. That it's important to do the maintenance on a house. C. That ghosts don't exist.
So I went to stay at my granny's house while she was in hospital. She was so worried that somebody would break in if there was nobody there. And you know what a dark, old place that house is. It hasn't had any work done on it for years. So, anyway, it was like 12 o'clock at night and I was watching this really scary movie on TV, feeling a little nervous, when suddenly there was a huge bang from the kitchen. I just jumped out of my skin. I was sure there were ghosts playing tricks on me. You can imagine. I called John to come over immediately. Turns out there were termites in the wall. The whole thing was completely rotten and couldn't hold the cupboard up anymore. So I went to stay at my granny's house while she was in hospital. She was so worried that somebody would break in if there was nobody there. And you know what a dark, old place that house is. It hasn't had any work done on it for years. So, anyway, it was like 12 o'clock at night and I was watching this really scary movie on TV, feeling a little nervous, when suddenly there was a huge bang from the kitchen. I just jumped out of my skin. I was sure there were ghosts playing tricks on me. You can imagine. I called John to come over immediately. Turns out there were termites in the wall. The whole thing was completely rotten and couldn't hold the cupboard up anymore.
7. You will hear someone talking about a new camera he's bought. What's most attracted him to this camera? A. The price. B. The features. C. The size.
I've never really liked walking around with a big camera, you know what I mean? I like to go on holiday and take a lot of pictures with something that I can just slip inside my pocket. But I do want a camera that will take good pictures, a good zoom, good in low light, video, all the features. So I got this new 4/3 one. Not exactly cheap, I'll tell you. But it's nice and small. Let's just hope I don't lose it. I've never really liked walking around with a big camera, you know what I mean? I like to go on holiday and take a lot of pictures with something that I can just slip inside my pocket. But I do want a camera that will take good pictures, a good zoom, good in low light, video, all the features. So I got this new 4/3 one. Not exactly cheap, I'll tell you. But it's nice and small. Let's just hope I don't lose it.
8. You'll hear the sales manager for a company talking about an order. What's the problem? A. They had a fire in the production plant. B. They can't deliver the order until next month. C. Part of the order is going to be a month late.
I'm afraid we aren't going to be able to deliver those 3,000 units of GHJY until 2 months from now, instead of next month. It's not really our fault. You see, our supplier has had a fire in the production plant and can't get the materials to us as planned. I'll tell you what I can do. How about if we give you a 12% reduction to compensate for the lost time? It's only that part of the order. The 2,000 units of LPO will go out on Friday. I'm afraid we aren't going to be able to deliver those 3,000 units of GHJY until 2 months from now, instead of next month. It's not really our fault. You see, our supplier has had a fire in the production plant and can't get the materials to us as planned. I'll tell you what I can do. How about if we give you a 12% reduction to compensate for the lost time? It's only that part of the order. The 2,000 units of LPO will go out on Friday.
That's the end of part 1.